Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Here we go.
Here we go. Yahoo! Thanks for the backup on that one, buddy. Anyway.
I went from Luigi to Mr. Wilson there. Did you like that?
Sweet transition, man. quick look at your forecast before we get to your forecast before we get to your sports.
There you go.
I need more caffeine. I have
crappy
my little
yesterday, man.
Yeah, it was. It's going to be crappy the next couple days until Saturday, though. Get ready. So today, cold, cloudy. We got a chance for some rain, some drizzle.
Oh, shizzle.
That's nice. Right. High of only 45. Tonight, a chance for some patchy frost, low of 38. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 60. Not bad, right? Saturday, partly sunny, high of 72.
Woo, skip. There we go. Perfect for the weekend. I love
it. I know. I like that, too. It can be crappy all week. Who cares? We're stuck indoors, and, you know, we got to work and everything. Save the nice weather for the weekends, man. All right. Let's get to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer while maybe you're sitting on your patio enjoying the 70-degree weather this Saturday. Oh, sounds good.
There you go. Nice, man. When asked about sports starting back up again, Dr. Fossey pointed out the biggest problem. There just isn't enough access to testing right now. And until then, there's going to be plenty of tests. And until there's plenty of tests, I'm sorry, for everyone, sports leagues will have to sit tight because of safety for both players and for the fans. It's more important than anything right now. So, yeah, until they can get the tests out. I was hearing vaccines. So what is it? Are they waiting for vaccines? Are they waiting for tests? Who knows? It just sounds like it's going to be a little bit. So hold on tight. Not too tight because nothing's happening quickly. NCAA moving on. Took a major step toward allowing student athletes to be paid just recently. The Board of Governors got together and supported the rule changes to allow student athletes to get paid for off-the-field stuff like endorsements and personal appearances. So while the NCAA won't be paying athletes to play, looks like they'll be getting out of the way and letting athletes.
Sure. They do it now when there's no sports going on. Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll do it now. This sounds good.
Go ahead. This should have been a thing since day one. I just saw the first commercial with Zion Williamson. I obviously he's not in NCAA anymore, and he can't get paid, but he's doing some drink now. I can't remember what it's called, but I feel like all like the rookie athletes going into the NBA start out with an endorsement with a sports drink. I think that's just standard. Here you go. Like the vitamin water, the Gatorade, Powerade, all of those. You know, it's like, here you go.
Yogurt.
Here's a cup of milk. Yogurt. NFL news, man. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Dude, listen to this. Do you like Roger Goodell?
I don't have an opinion on him either way. I think what he does with the NFL is garbage. But who knows? Maybe he's a great guy that adopts old racing greyhounds. I couldn't tell you.
This is gonna weigh your opinion one way. And get ready for this. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell giving up his entire salary, which is well up to $40 million because of the coronavirus situation. Other NFL executives are being asked to take a pay cut, but Goodell pretty much giving up a small fortune. Dude, $40 million. He's giving up everything. Everything he would be making this year. That's a lot of money, Brock. That's insane. That's insane. I mean, it doesn't say here. Is he putting it towards charity? Is he putting it back into the NFL?
My guess is to take care of the NFL because that's where he gets his ridiculously large salary is from the NFL. So if he's like, all right, here's the only reason I'm like, okay, that's awesome. That is great. And if he's going to save jobs in the process, because there's so many people, I mean, we all think of when we think of, you know, the NFL, of course, we know Roger Goodell, we know the coaches, we know owners, but there's so many other pieces in that puzzle who don't make the multi-million dollar paydays that make it all work. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's the everymans that are they're making sure the games are on Sundays, you know, making sure the stadiums are clean, making sure that all the other places are in work. pieces are in work. So if he's using that to save those jobs and make sure that, you know, people have it, that's great. However, should he be making $40 million a year? Wow. That's where it kind of comes into. It's like he's able to do this because he's been making stacks and stacks and stacks of cash while other people are, you know, scraping by and everything like that. So it's kind of like that disparity in between the two. It's like, oh, that's awesome that you can forego your payment. That's because you already have millions of dollars in the bank and you're fine. So I don't know.
I guess, willing to bet he made more than $40 million, honestly. If you think about it, what did Brady and Breeze and all these top QBs, I think Breeze signed for $25 million. I think Brady signed for what, like 30?
Yeah.
And these are players. This guy owns the NFL. I thought he was going to make up to close to 100.
And maybe with all the other, you know, there's residuals, you know, he was stock and everything. When you're rich, your money makes you money, you know, put that money in the bank and just let it, you know, get interest. You know, I mean, you're going to be fine. You're going to be you know.
What's a CD on a $40 million?
Yeah, it's a CD that's got, 3% interest on there? That's high end. I mean, 3% of $40 million, you're all right. You're okay.
Doing all right. Yeah. Doing good. So, that's kind of a feel-good story. You know,
I think it's great he's doing that.
Yeah, we're all waiting for the NFL, and we're all crossing our fingers, and we're all just praying, please.
Yeah.
Let it happen if we can, you know, safely.
Hopefully. Well, all right, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 103. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Yo, good morning. 7:24, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Hey, what's happening?
All right, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's get to it. Your sort of sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Get yourself a Bud Light Seltzer variety pack. All sorts of different delicious flavors. Low calorie, low carb. Check it out, Bud Light Seltzer. What do you got for us?
When I asked about sports starting up again, Dr. Fauci pointed out the biggest problem. There just isn't enough access to testing right now. And until there's plenty of tests for everyone, sports leagues will have to sit tight because, well, of safety for both players and for the fans. It's more important than anything right now. So I was thinking more maybe a vaccine, but now they're just looking for tests. Like, I think this can happen, man. Like we said before, remember? And not remember, we weren't around, but back in the day, like industries closed down so they could make tanks and weapons for world wars. Like, we can get together and make these, right? Let's get it going. So moving on, NCAA, man, took a major step toward allowing student athletes to be paid. The Board of Governors got together and supported the rule changes to allow student athletes to get paid for off-the-field stuff like endorsements, personal appearances. So while the NCAA won't be paying athletes to play, it looks like they'll be getting out of the way and letting athletes go off and make money on their own. So I read this last hour, and I was thinking about it and kind of did a little bit of research. So there's a reason they're doing this, Brock, and this is this just came out today here. So his name's Dacian Nix, who is the third player to join the NBA G League from the 2020 high school class. It's starting to become a trend. So I honestly didn't even really know you could do this. So you could basically just skip college, go to the NBA G League, and get paid and endorsed. So he's the third player to do it from the 2020 class. And now they're talking, if you're a top 20 player, it might make sense. A lot of these guys go to college for a year. They get a year of education and go to the NBA. And a lot of them are like, why did they even go for a year to college? You know, it's not like I got a full education. So a lot of these guys now are going to the NBA G League, tearing it up. And that is kind of their route to the NBA. So I think the NCAA is kind of worried. They're kind of a little shaking in their boots a bit and saying, hey, you know what? You can get endorsed. We're not going to pay you to play, but you can go out and make money on your own because they know the value that these guys know that they have. So
4 years, you could be making millions, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you make money in the G League as well, where you're not making money in college. So it's kind of like now the NCAA is looking at, hey, we're not going to get like the top 20 players anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so they got to do something. And that's what they're doing. They're letting people get paid otherwise. So there you go. Moving on, one more thing here. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell giving up his entire salary. Which could be up to $40 million because of the coronavirus situation. Other NFL executives are also being asked to take a pay cut. But Goodell is pretty much giving up a small fortune, man, $40 million. It doesn't say here if he's giving it all back to the NFL or if he's giving a portion of it to coronavirus, you know, reasons or charities or I'm not sure. But a $40 million, man.
If he's doing it for good reasons, non-selfish reasons, which I hope that's the case, and it gets us football in the fall, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. I think he's doing a commendable thing, so I guess we'll just have to wait and see, man.
Well, if he was smart, he would put the $40 million towards coronavirus to get it going, to make people feel safe, to get these tests going or these vaccines. You know, that $40 million is a lot of money, and I'm sure it put a big dent in the time that it would take to get this going. So,
all right. Well, we'll see what happens. Fingers crossed. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.